As Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently when she met Uddhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Purport by Prabhupada. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy. After meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect of Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticizing a bumblebee talked just like a madwoman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the last days of his pastimes, exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. In this connection, one should refer to the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, verses 107 and 108. That Brahma Gita is a very interesting section of Bhagavatam, no doubt. There was a very interesting verse in the Brahma Gita, I remember, that where Radhika describes attachment to Krishna in a very interesting verse. But the most interesting verse that I really liked about her comment about that was in Ananda Vrindavan Champa. You helped Maharaj, you helped the Manani Maharaj do that book, Ananda Vrindavan Champa, didn't you? That verse, there was a verse that Radharani, she said that a devotee's advancement can be measured by how much greed you have for Krishna. She said, but although you may feel unqualified for that greed, nevertheless the greed to attain Krishna remains. The intensity of the greed, the desire to attain Krishna remains. I thought, wow, that was great. We got to get that Sanskrit and memorize that one. That was a good comment, you know. That was really good. Next. Vidyapati jaya deva chandida saragita ashvadena ramananda sarupa sahita. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadev and Chandidas, relishing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar Goswami. Purport. Vidyapati was a famous composer of songs about the pastimes of Radha Krishna. He was an inhabitant of Mithila, born in a Brahmin family. It is calculated that he composed his songs during the reigns of King Shiva Simha and Queen Lakshmi Mahadevi. In the beginning of the 14th century of the Shaka era, almost 100 years before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 12th generation of Vidyapati's descendants is still living. Vidyapati's songs about the pastimes of Lord Krishna expressed the intense feelings of separation from Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all his songs in his ecstasy of separation from Krishna. There's a book, Dasara Sutta of Nectar Books had translated in those bhajans also. Those bhajans are pretty famous in Gaudiya line. I remember in 1981, the Gaudiya mission in Vrindavan had a Bengali publication of the bhajans of Vidyapati and Chandidas that Mahaprabhu used to like to sing in separation. Jayadev was born in the reign of Maharaj Lakshmi Sen of Bengal in the 11th or 12th century of the Shaka era. His father was Bojadev and his mother was Vama Devi. For many years he lives in Navadvip, then the capital of Bengal. His birthplace was in the Birbhum district in the village of Kendrabilba. In the opinion of some authorities, however, he was born in Orissa, and still others say that he was born in southern India. He passed the last days of his life in Jagannath Puri. One of his famous books is Gita Govinda, full of transcendental mellow feelings of separation from Krishna. The gopis felt separation from Krishna before the rasa dance, as mentioned in Bhagavatam, and the Gita Govinda expresses such feelings. There are many commentaries in Gita Govinda by many Vaishnavas. Chandidas was born in the village of Nanura, which is also in the Birbhum district of Bengal. He was born in a Brahmin family. It is said that he also took birth in the beginning of the 14th century Shakabda era. It has been suggested that Chandidas and Vidyapati were great friends because the writings of both express the transcendental feeling of separation profusely. Feelings of ecstasy described by Chandidas and Vidyapati were actually exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He relished all those feelings in the role of Srimati Radharani and as appropriate associates for this purpose were Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. The intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helped the Lord very much in the pastimes in which he felt like Radharani. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this connection that such feelings of separation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed from the books of Ramananda Rai, Vidyapati, Chandidas, Jayadeva, especially reserved for persons like Chaitanya, Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, who are Paramahansas, men of the topmost perfection, because of their advanced spiritual consciousness. Such topics are not to be discussed by ordinary persons imitating the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For critical students of mundane poetry and literary men without God consciousness, those who are after bodily sense gratification, there is no need to reach such high standard of transcendental literature. Persons who are after sense gratification should not try to imitate Raganuga book devotional service. In his songs, Chandidas, Vidyapati, and Jayadevi describe the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mundane reviewers of the songs of Vidyapati, Jayadevi, and Chandidas simply help mundane people in general become devotees, and this leads only to social scandals and atheism in the world. One should not misunderstand the pastimes of Radha Krishna to be activities of a mundane young boy and girl. The mundane sexual activities of young boys and girls are most abominable. Therefore, those who are in bodily consciousness and desire sense gratification forbidden to indulge in discussions of the transcendental passages of Radha and Krishna. End of the purport. Pretty clear. That's a pretty clear assertion about it. We remember that Bhaktivikas Maharaj was noting that in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's youth, that he had asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur about publishing Govinda Lalamritam by Kaviraj Goswami. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, publish two. One for you and one for the library. He said, distributing such books amongst the public when they're not trained for transcendental subject matter is one of the greatest disservices for the public. But they could be read, but only by qualified devotees. So I remember Dinabandhu told me that once he asked Baba Madhava Das, Prabhupada's godbrother. He was actually from Andhra. Baba Madhava Das was actually from Andhra Pradesh. But he associated extensively with Bengali Vaishnavas and he picked up fluid Bengali. So, in his last stage of his life, when he would develop colon cancer, which is quite painful, very painful cancer indeed. So, he had given over his property of Vrindakund to ISKCON to manage. And Dinabandhu and Daivi Shakti Mata are managing it, basically. So, at that time, Dinabandhu was questioning him and asked him, what about Govinda Lalamrita? Can we touch that book? And Babaji Mahasai told him, you chant 1 lakh of Harinam every day for 10 years. Then you touch that book. So, gee, that's a lot, you know. For some devotees, like some of Prabhupada's godbrothers, they could do that. They could do that. For them, they were absorbed in that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had said that anyone who couldn't chant a lakh was fallen and was like an animal. And our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, basically he said that 16 was fine. And if he couldn't do that, when Narayan was talking with him on a morning walk in Los Angeles, he said, Prabhupada, sometimes the householders have difficulty chanting. And Prabhupada looked very sternly at him and said, they promised. They promised in front of the fire. They promised in front of the deities. They promised in front of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. But Prabhupada, sometimes they have difficulties. And he's an animal! And he goes, but they have so much difficulty, Prabhupada. What to do? they'll have to think about the next life. Pretty heavy statements, really, you know. Still, and then I remember Mahanidhi Maharaj asked Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj when he visited Radhakunda in 1996 that if I stay in Radhakunda as a sannyasi, then how can I chant a lakh? What is your shiksha for that? So he says, it's not so difficult. He says, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you chant 16 before 6 o'clock. Then you take your bath and you do your puja and you read some shastra and you eat something and chant 16 more before noon and chant 32 before 6 o'clock. What's the problem? He goes, what's the problem? Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj left his body at 102, you know. And they didn't have a problem, those devotees, because they were so focused. They were so focused, they were determined. What I had to ask him in Mayapur from Murari Hari, because his father, Dharanidhara Das, had a great deal of attachment for Harinam, I saw. I met him about 2 weeks before he gave up his body in Sarupganj with his grandson. And I have to, later on, I have to meet Murari Hari and I have to ask him about his father more. You know, I have some questions like, Murari Hari told me, my father slept about maximum 4 hours a day. He was chanting most of it while he did, with so much work he was chanting. And he wouldn't sleep until he finished his rounds. And like that. So then I have to ask him, you know, as a small child, did you, you know, see your father sleeping 2 hours or 4 hours a day? Like you claim your father was doing. Did you actually see that with your eyes? I have to ask him that. And the next thing, question I have to ask him is, in his young household life, did he actually chant a lakh? You know, as a young householder, doing business and this and that, you know, to help us. Maybe in Bengal things were cheaper in those days, you know. Taking care of children in those days, you know, might have been cheaper. But I've got a lot of questions as to how his father balanced his life in those early days, you know, like that. Because he was born in 1902, his father, which meant he was only 6 years younger than Srila Prabhupada. So he was basically the same generation, really. Although he ended up taking shelter of Prabhupada's godbrother as his disciple, but he was only like 6 years younger than Prabhupada. Basically the same generation. So that kind of focus was like astounding. That these devotees and these generation of devotees could focus so much. So, Ananta Chaitanya Lila Kshudra Jiva Haya Akivane Te Paritaha Vistara Kariya. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about those transcendental pastimes? Asutra kori gane jadi apana ananta sahasra vadanite ho nahi payanta. It was Seishanaga. Ananta personally would make the pastimes of Chaitanya into codes. Even with his thousands of mouths, there's no possibility he could find their limit. I like that verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada quotes. It's actually Madhya 25:278. Yari eka bindu pane utvalita tonumani hase gai kariye nartan. It's not possible. The ocean is so vast. But if one takes one drop of the pastimes of Krishna and Gauranga, then your body and mind will begin to blossom and you will laugh and sing and dance in ecstasy. So, as it's stated that Ananta cannot find the end, and it's not possible for us to concentrate and find the end either. But at least something we should concentrate on. We should find something that we really relish and concentrate on that. And then if we do so, that's certainly enough to make us happy. The pastimes of Krishna and Gauranga are enough to make us all happy. Completely. Damodara Sarupa Ara Gupta Murari Mukya Mukya Leela Sutre Lika Yache Vichori. Devotees like Sri Surup Damodara and Murari Gupta have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. Se anusari like mila sutra gan vistari varniyachena tahadasa vrindavan. The notes kept by Saurabh Damodar and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. He's saying it right here, Krishnadas Kaviraj. Saurabh Damodar's Karja and Murari Gupta's Krishna Chaitanya Charitra Mahakavya on the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write of all the pastimes of the Lord. The notes have been elaborately described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Achaitanya Lila Rabhyas Dasa Vrindavan Madhura Kori Alila Kori Laruchan. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized writer in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as good as Srila Vyasadeva. He has described the pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. Grantha Vishtariya Bhaya Charile Ye Ye Stana Se Se Stane Kichu Kariva Kariva Vyakyana. Being afraid of his books becoming too voluminous, he left some places without vivid descriptions. I shall try to fill those places as far as possible. How wonderful. Prabhura Lilamantateho Paiva Ashwadan Taha Bukta Shesikichu Kori Charvan. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have actually been relished by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'm simply trying to chew the remnants of foodstuffs left by him. Adi Lila Sutra Likeshon Abhakta Gan Changshepe Likhe Samyak Nahayaya Likan. My dear devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me now write the codes of the Adi Lila in brief. It's not possible to describe these pastimes in full. Ah, Kono, Kono Bansha, Purna Lagi, Rajendra Kumar, Avadina Nahoyete Mani Korila Bichar. To fulfill a particular desire within his mind, Lord Krishna Rajendra Kumar decided to descend on this planet after mature contemplation. Agi avarila JJ Guru Parivar Sankshepe Kahiya Kaha Nayaya Vistar. Lord Krishna therefore first allowed his family of superiors to descend on the earth. I shall try to describe him in brief because it's not possible to describe him fully. Asri Sachiya Jagannatha Sri Madhava Puri Keshava Bharati Arashi Iswara Puri Advaita Acharya Ara Pandita Srivas Acharya Ratna Vidyanidhi Thakura Haridas. Sri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Sachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshava Bharati Iswara Puri, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, and Thakur Haridas. 56. Asri Hata Nivasi Sri Upendra Mishra Nam Vaishnava Pandita Jani Sadguna Pradhan. There was also Sri Upendra Mishra, a resident of the district of Srihatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a learned scholar, a rich man, and a reservoir of all good qualities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Upendra Mishra is described in Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, verse 35, as the Gopal named Parjanya. The same personality who was formerly the grandfather of Lord Krishna appeared as Upendra Mishra at Srihatta and begot seven sons. He is a resident of Dakshin of Dhaka, Dakshin Gram, in the district of Srihatta. Still many residents of this part of the country who introduce themselves as belonging to the Mishra family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was originally, Gaura Ganadesh Dipika says that he was Parjanya. He was Maharaj Nanda's father. So it's the same. It's interesting how Krishna's associates appeared in the same way. How amazing. Pretty much exactly the same personalities appeared to do the same service. Astounding. Sapta Mishra Taha Putra Sapta Rishisvara Kamsari Pramparamananda Padmanabha Sureshwara Jagannatha Janardana Trilokya Nata Nadiyate Gangavasa Kailo Jagannatha. Upendra Mishra had seven sons who were all saintly and most influential. One, Kamshari; two, Paramananda; three, Padmanabha; four, Sarveshwara; five, Jagannath; six, Janardhan; and seven, Trilokyanath. Jagannath Mishra, the fifth son, decided to reside on the bank of the Ganga at Nadia. 59. Jagannath Mishra Bhara Padavi Purandar Nanda Vasudeva Rupa Saduguna Sabar. Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandar, exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. He was an ocean of all good qualities. 60. Atara Patni Satchinam Pati Vrata Sati Jaha Pita Nilambara Nama Chakraborti. His wife, Srimati Satyadevi, was a chaste woman, highly devoted to her husband. Satyadevi's father's name was Nilambara and his surname was Chakraborti. Purport. In the Gauraganadesh Deepika, verse 104, it's mentioned that Nilambara Chakraborti was formerly Gargamuni. Some of the family descendants of Nilambara Chakraborti still live in the village of the name Maghdoba in the district of Faridpur in Bangladesh. His nephew was Jagannath Chakraborti, also known as Momo Thakur, who became a disciple of Pandit Goswami and stayed at Jagannath Puri as the priest of Tota Gopinath. Nilambara Chakraborti lived at Navadweep in the neighborhood of Bilpukuriya. This fact is mentioned in the book Prema Vilas. Because he lived near the house of the Qazi was also considered one of the maternal uncles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Qazi used to address Nilambara Chakraborti as Kaka, or his uncle. One cannot separate the residence of Qazi from Vamanpukur because the tomb of the Qazi is still existing there. Formerly, the place was known as Belapukuriya, and now it's called Vamanpukur. This has been ascertained by archaeological evidence. Radha Deshe Junamila Thakura Nityananda Ganga Dasa Pandita Gupta Murari Mukunda. In Radha Desh, the part of Bengal where the Ganges is not visible, Nityananda Prabhu, Ganga Das Pandit, Murari Gupta and Mukunda took birth. Purport. Here, Radha Desh refers to the village of the name Ekachakra in the district of Birbhum, next to Burdwan. After the Burdwan railway station is another branch line which is called the Loop Line of the Eastern Railway. And there's a railway section of the name Malarapur. 8 miles east of this railway station, Ekachakra village is still situated. Ekachakra village extends north and south for an area of about 8 miles. Other villages, namely Birchandrapur and Virabhadrapur, are situated within the area of the village of Ekachakra. In honor of the holy name of Virabhadra Goshai, these places are known as Birchandrapur and Virabhadrapur. In the Bengali year 1331, a thunderbolt struck the temple of Ekachakra Gram. Therefore, the temple is now in a broken state. Before this, there were no such incidents of that quarter. Within the temple, there's a deity of Sri Krishna established by Nityananda Prabhu. The name of the deity is Bankim Rai or Bankarai. They repaired that. That temple is pretty much repaired. On the right side of Bankim Rai is the deity of Janava. And on his left is Srimati Radharani. The priests of this temple describe that Nityananda Prabhu entered within the body of Bankim Rai and that the deity of Janava Mata was therefore later placed on the right side of Bankim Rai. Afterwards, many other deities were installed within the temple. On another throne within the temple is the deities of Muralidhar and Radha Madhava. Another throne are the deities of Manmohan, Vrindavan Chandra and Gornatai. But the Bankim Rai is the original deity installed by Nityananda Prabhu. On the eastern side of the temple was a cot known as Kadamba Kandi on the bank of Jamuna. And it is said that the deity of Bankim Rai was floating in the water and Nityananda Prabhu picked him up and then installed him in the temple. Thereafter, in a place known as Badapura in the village of Birchandrapur, about half a mile west, in a place under a neem tree, Srimati Radharani was found. For this reason, the Radharani of Bankim Rai was known as Badapurera Thakurani, the mistress of Badapur. And another throne on the right side of Bankim Rai is the deity of Yogamaya. Now the temple and temple corridor rest on a high plinth, and on a concrete structure in front of the temple is a meeting hall. It's also said that on the northern side of the temple there was a deity of Lord Shiva named Bandeshwara, and that the father of Nityananda Prabhu, Harai Pandit, used to worship that deity. At present, however, the Bandeshwara deity is missing, and in this place a Jagannath Swami deity has been installed. Nityananda Prabhu did not actually construct any temples. The temple was constructed at the time of Virabhadra Prabhu. In the Bengali year 1298, the temple being in dilapidated condition, Brahmachari, the name Shivananda Swami, repaired it. In this temple, there's an arrangement to offer foodstuffs to the deity on the basis of 17 sears of rice and necessary vegetables. The present priestly order of the temple belongs to the family of Gopijana Vallabhananda, one of the branches of Nityananda Prabhu. There's a land settlement in the name of the temple, and income from this land finance expenses of the temple. There are three parties of priestly Goswamis who take care of the temple management, one after another. A few steps onward from the temple is a place known as Vishram Matala, where it's said that Nityananda Prabhu and his child used to enjoy sporting and various pastimes in Vrindavan, pastimes of Rasalila with his boyfriends. Now, near the temple is a place named Amalitala, which is so named because of a big tamarind tree there. According to the party named the Nedadi Sampradaya, Virabhadra Prabhu, with the assistance of 1,200 Nedas, dug a great lake of the name Shweta Ganga. Outside the temple are tombs of the Goswamis. There's a small river known as the Modeshwara, which is called the Water of Jamuna. Within half a mile from the small river is the birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu. It appears that there was a small, big meeting hall in front of the temple. Later it became dilapidated and now covered by banyan trees. Later on, a temple was constructed within which Kornatai deities existed. The temple was constructed by the late Prasanna Kumara Karaparma. A tablet installed in his memory in the Bengali year 1328-3 in the month of Vaishak. The place where Nityananda Prabhu appeared is called Garbhavas. There's an allotment of 43 bighas of land to continue the worship in the temple there. The Maharaj of Dinajpur donated 20 bighas of land in this connection. It is said that this place known as Garbhavas, Harai Pandit constructed a primary school. Priests of this place listed at a genealogical table. Krishna has belonged to the Chidi Kunja of Vrindavan. The date of his disappearance is Krishna Janmashtami. They're also known as belonging to the Nityananda family on the basis of their relationship with Krishnadas. Near Garbhavas is a place called Bakula Thal, where Nityananda Prabhu and his boyfriends used to take part in sporting activities known as Jala Japeta. There's a Bakul tree and it's a wonderful because all its branches and sub-branches look like the hoods of serpents. It's been suggested by the desire of Nityananda Prabhu and Anandadev manifests himself in that way. The tree is very old. It is said previously it had two branches, but later on when the playmates of Nityananda Prabhu felt inconvenience in jumping from one branch to another, Nityananda Prabhu, by his mercy, merged the two branches into one. Another place nearby is called Huntugada. It is said Nityananda Prabhu brought all the holy places there. The people in the surrounding villages go there instead of the Ganges to take bath. It's named Huntugada because Nityananda Prabhu used to perform the Dahi Chidu festival, distributing chip rice with yogurt there. They took the prasad, kneeling down. Sanctified lake in this place is always full of water throughout the year. A great fair is held during the Goshtashtami, and another big fair is on the birthday of Nityananda Prabhu. In Gaura Ganadesh Tipika, it's described that Halayuda, Baladev, Vishwaroop, and Sankarshan appeared as Nityananda Avadut. So it's so nice that in this Adi Leela chapter 13, when about the appearance of Gauranga, that the description of Nityananda Avaduta is described extensively in this section. Pretty interesting. Okay, we have 10 minutes left. I wanted to discuss something more about today. Because today we're going to do a lot of Sankirtan, and there's an interesting verse I wanted to share with the devotees from the Bhajan section of Brihad Bhagavatamrita chapter 3, verse number 153. Sankirtana jnana sukhanga vivaratate ajnanashta sankirtana madhuri sukham Anonya samvardhaka katu katanu bhuyate smabhista yustadvayam ekameva tat. Sankirtana expands the joy of meditation, and meditation the sweet joy of sankirtan. In our own experience, the two methods fortify one another and are therefore actually one. Commentary. The Vaikuntha messenger's own opinion is that both meditation and sankirtan are advantageous. The two methods support one another, and because one or the other may be more suitable at different times, places, and circumstances, their mutual dependence should not cause confusion. Either may be done separately, but neither in the end is complete without the other. Regardless of which serves as the cause and which is the effect, the two are essentially non-different. So this is interesting, really an interesting verse. By chanting and dancing, the meditation becomes stronger. And it's like sometimes when I was going on kirtan with the devotees, I thought the Harinam downtown was much more happier if you would just meditate that 100 feet away, going to tire dancing. And I thought, when you think like that, then it becomes much, much more of a blissful affair. And like that. So, and not only that, does it become more of a blissful affair with the devotees? But then you just don't care what goes on the street. Nothing else is important. But thinking about Gornatai, thinking about Gornatai and chanting and dancing with the devotees, nothing is more important. So this verse, when the devotees sent me this verse on an email message once, then I was thinking, wow, this is so nice, you know. By chanting the sankirtan, the dhyana, the meditation, becomes stronger. And the meditation is strong when sankirtan is done. I was talking to one devotee, Parthasarathi Maharaj. I was asking him about it, and he said, yeah, I noticed that sometimes in Govardhan, when I would do my bhajan, I would do manasik seva. I would meditate before I do Giriraj worship. I would meditate like that. And sometimes, you know, when you're chanting rounds or something, we would stop and we would sing. I would sing some bhajans, you know, glorifying Nityananda Prabhu or something like that, and feel so ecstatic. And then you go back to your japa with great happiness, you know. He said, so the kirtan helps the meditation, and the meditation is nicer when you stop and do the kirtan. And then you go back to the meditation. It's really good. He was saying, so they both fortify each other. The verse says here that the Vishnu Dutas, they say that messengers of Vaikuntha, they say that it fortifies each other, and it's quite nice. So today, the Mumba festival, we can do like that. We can try to fortify it, the chanting, by remembering Gornatai. This is their mandir. It's named after them. Radhabala was in the center, but actually the temple is Mahaprabhu Mandir, isn't it? So it's basically named after them. And like that, so when we chant and dance, we can remember them, and try to invoke them. And if we remember them in our mind, I remember that there's a verse, First Canto chapter 6 verse 33, where Narad Muni says that when I chant the glories of the Lord without any motivation, then He comes on that chanting as if I called Him to come. He said, Sigram darshayam yadi chesasi ahuta eva me sigram. Then I call Him, ahuta eva me sigram, and He comes immediately, darshayam yadi chesasi, to give me vision on the platform of my heart. So that people can say, well, that's Narad Muni, right? Yes. And one way you can say that's definitely Narad Muni, because he's saying it. But if it's recorded in Bhagavatam, it means that we should follow it. And to the extent that we do follow it sincerely, without chanting without any agenda, then the Supreme Lord will come on the seat of our heart and help us. And indeed, this whole process of Sankirtan is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, encouraged by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, are for all of us to drown ourselves in this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. And by the happiness that devotees feel by chanting, then we can distribute that to the crowd. So here's a wonderful opportunity today to do just that. Just like I was like shocked on Friday when I was with Gana Samudra, because he's got tons of energy, you know. And we were waiting for Krishnagraja to come, but he didn't show up, you know. And I was thinking, wait a minute, there's no second string here. Who am I going to hand this drum to, you know? And so I played from 5:30 till 8 o'clock. And that's like 2.5 hours. You know, an old man can only play for like 45 minutes or an hour, you know. And I was thinking, wait a minute, you know, I haven't done this since I was 20. So, you know, Gana Samudra was just dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing, you know. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe the energy. So, and afterwards, of course, it's not like my lovely godbrother Mahamuni said, and Rabindra Sarup also said it too once in Gaur Purnima time in Mayapur, that it's not how you feel during the kirtan, it's how you feel after the kirtan. So it's basically post-kirtan paralysis we're talking about. You know, it's like you start to collapse after the kirtan. It's like, wow, that was a lot of energy, you know. So I remember that once in Sydney, during one of those Christmas Eve festivals. No, it was a New Year's Eve festival, right. And Sri Prahlada and Nanduna Maharaj were doing kirtan. And Sri Prahlada was playing the accordion for like 2 hours. And he got so exhausted. So he took it off, because it weighs a lot. It's a pretty heavy kg, you know, on his shoulders. So he took it off, and he was like exhausted, you know. So I was massaging his shoulders for about 10, 15 minutes, you know. And then he got enough energy to put it back on to play another hour and a half or so, you know. I remember thinking, sheesh, it's so much, you know, it's so much energy. It just kind of reminds me that there should always be careful to have a second string, you know. A second string, or maybe even a third string, you know. People that can take the kirtan to different levels, you know. we can hand the drum to another devotee, then we can continue to dance and sing for another hour more. And somebody else has got energy. So we hope all the devotees will have so much happiness and so much fun today in the Mumbai Festival, distributing the holy name and for the pleasure of Gornitai. And if we can remember them and think of them while we sing their glories, then surely, at least in our mind, they'll come and dance. Nache ar marmon, they'll come and dance, you know. At least they'll come and dance in our minds, you know. Even if we try to think of them on the road, you know, they're chanting there. So if the devotees try to think like that, then their lordships may come and give us mercy. And then we can be happy in spite of the Mumbai Festival, in spite of Melbourne. We can become happy in this world. So we went all the way to 63. The happiness of this chapter is really starts on Shloka 98, when there's Tripadi, when it's really singing. It's like really the most ecstatic section of this whole chapter is that from Shloka 98 to 124. So we look forward to that. Hare Krishna. Mumba Festival Ki Joy. Jai Gurna Chai, Radha Vallabha, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Tulsi Rani Ki Jai.